The sound of Surrey.
Surrey.
And all the music you love. BBC
Radio Surrey. We have a fantastic report to bring you about the Christchurch Bell Ringers in Epsom. It has been presented, recorded and produced by the Sunnybank Trust. The Trust supports men, women and young adults with learning disabilities in North East Surrey. Well, James, who is a service user, went along to the church to give bell ringing a try. He was supported by John Andrews from the Trust. Let's take a listen to how they got on.
So we've got people here from Merrow, we've got people here from Cobham, we've got Ophelia here who normally rings in Durham, she's at University in Durham, but actually lives in Epsom out of term time. And our ringers go off and ring at other churches as well. And then we have district events where churches will get together for a practice on something like Sunday.
I really enjoyed learning a new skill, but I've made a lot of really good friends, and so we socialise outside of the tower, as well as doing the bell ringing all together.
You can go ringing every night to a different tower, and you can go out rain or shine, there's always something to do, bit of fun, ring, go to the pub for a pint of beer.
good for friendship and everything else, and certainly what I'm going through at the moment I couldn't go through without, you know, the team and the backup and getting me through it and making sure that I'm okay. It's a very good team.
Very good community. I just really enjoy doing the ringing. There's always something to learn.
Hi, I'm Mark Hodgson. I'm the tower captain here at Christchurch Epsom Common.
Can you tell what that means?
Yeah, that means I'm responsible for keeping the bells ringing here at Christchurch. So I lead the band of ringers here. We've got approximately 12 local people who ring. And we also get lots of visitors, as you can see from tonight. I run the practices, another ringing, and I'm also one of the people who teaches new learners and helps them improve.
Hi, my name's Sue Walker.
You did a ring for 45 minutes. Tell me a bit more about that.
Yes, it was a big achievement. It's the first time I've managed to do it, and you have to learn the method, practice for several months, and then six of us rang it on Sunday, and it took us about 45 minutes. And we didn't go wrong, so we managed to get to the end, and we were all very pleased. It is quite tiring, although, funnily enough, it wasn't the physical ability that was questioned, it was the mental, really. Trying to remember what I was doing for 45 minutes was quite a struggle.
Can you tell me how you get involved with the King's coronation?
Well, it all started, of course, before the King became the King, because, frankly, we knew that the Queen was getting quite old.
Yeah.
And there was a national plan called Operation London Bridge,
yeah,
which you probably heard about in the press. So we knew about that quite a few months before the Queen passed away. So we had a plan in place to do the ringing when the Queen died. So we knew we were going to ring the day after the Queen died. So we rang then. The bells were fully muffled then. That means we put a sort of a damper on each side of the clapper so that the bells ring a lot quieter. So we rang for when the Queen died. And then we rang a few days later for the proclamation of the King, and we had to take the muffles off then because it's a joyous occasion having a new King.
Yeah,
so we had to take the muffles off, and then we had to put the muffles back on because next the new ringing we did was for the Queen's funeral.
Yeah.
And then there was a bit of a hiatus, and then we rang for the coronation.
How is it? Isn't the buffers off? Are they quite easy?
They're relatively easy. The muffles are made of leather, and they've got Velcro straps on them. So you basically wrap the strap around the shaft of the clapper. I say it's relatively easy because you have to get under the bells to do that. Mm. So it's a very tight space, and it is very, very dusty.
So I really enjoyed the bell ringing, and I asked if I can have a go. And here's what happened.
Right, so you're going to start with your hands nice and relaxed,
okay,
sort of pointing down. The bell's going to take you up. Wait for the bell to pull you up, ready? Like that. And as soon as you're up there, strip back down, okay? Try again. Up. Strip back down. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Off we go. Up. Strip back down. Excellent. Wait. Up. Up. Strip back down. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. And how good was that, ladies and gents?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Okay. So how do we find out more?
Yeah. Easiest way is to go to Facebook. You find us on Facebook under Epsom Common Bell Ringers. You can send us a message there. Or you can email us. We've got a Gmail account, epsomcommonringers@gmail.com.
Oh, it's such a great sound. It must have been great fun to try as well. And that report was from James. He's from the Sunnybank Trust. The Trust supports men, women and young adults with learning disabilities in North East Surrey. It was produced with the assistance of John Andrews. The full version of that report will be broadcast in early August on Sunny Sessions on Surrey Hills Radio. Sunny Sessions is Mondays and Thursdays at 11 a.m. and you can find out more about Sunnybank Trust at sunnybanktrust.org. And thank you so much for that. I know so many people learnt to ring bells, didn't they, with the coronation. Were you one of them? I bet, you know, it's something you don't want to stop doing now. I can imagine it's such a nice community thing to do and probably quite addictive as well.
Nikki Patrick,
BBC Radio Surrey.